American Language Course, Tape 1309B. The next sound we'll practice is L. Keep the tongue tip touching the same place as for T and D. Hold the tongue there and say L and L, 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 L. Repeat everything.
L. Little. L. Loom. L. Lazy. L. Lucy. L. Loud. L. Late. L. Lend. L. Light. O. Middle. O. Riddle. O. Roll.
Now, let's practice the American R. The tongue position is similar to that for the L, but the tip must not touch the teeth. Begin to form an L, and then hold back the tongue and widen it. The edges may touch the sides of the teeth. It is a very soft sound. Repeat.
R. Run. R. Rum. R. Wrote. R. Ruth. R. Ready. R. Rush. R. Carry. R. Repeat.
Next, we will practice the two sounds, L and R, together. They cause difficulty at times. Repeat everything.
L. Loom. R. Room. L. Light. R. Right. L. Load. R. Road. L. Limb. R. Rim. L. Lose. R. Ruse. L. Loam. R. Roam. L. Lend. R. Rend. L. Late. R. Rate. O. Meal. R. Mirror. O. Seal. R. sincere. O deal. Dear.
The next two consonants are and These are nasal and the tongue is relaxed. Close the mouth for and open the mouth for The tongue may touch the roof of the mouth for as for t, d, and l. Practice and n. Repeat.
Man. Nan. Meat. Neat. Moat. Note. Moose. Noose. Mel. Nell. Mini. Ninny.
Now we'll practice two sounds beginning students often confuse. V and W. Remember that we produce V with the upper teeth on the lower lips and W with rounded lips and a smile. Repeat everything.
V. Vet. W. Wet. V. Vest. U. West. V. Veil. U. Whale. V. The. U. We. V. Vi. W. Y. V. Vine. W. Wine. V. Vent. W. Went. Vain. Wayne.
Let's practice the j and y sounds. Repeat.
J. Jet. Y. Yet. J. John. Y. Yawn. J. Jess. Y. Yes. J. Jello. Y. Yellow. J. Gel. Y. Yell. J. Juice. Y. use. J. Jams. Y. Yams. J. Jeer. Y. Year.
The last consonant we will practice is the nasal ng. This sound never begins a word. It is the sound of the letters ng in ing. Repeat.
Ng. Thing. Ng. Song. Ng. Sing. Ng. Buying. Ng. Writing. Ng. Speaking. Ng. Thinking. Ng. Thanking. Ng. Singing. Ng. Bringing.
Here are some short, attached questions with the auxiliary verbs do, does, or did. Listen to these questions and answers and repeat them.
Robert always studies very hard, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Mary has pretty clothes, doesn't she?
Yes, she surely does.
The students try to learn fast, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Robert enjoyed himself very much, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He had a good time.
The boys used to go swimming, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
You used to speak English, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
John did his homework early, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He wanted to go downtown.
Mary doesn't often write you, does she?
No, she doesn't. She is very busy.
Charles doesn't have a car, does he?
No, he doesn't. But he does own his house.
The instructor doesn't teach grammar, does he?
No, he doesn't. He teaches word order.
Helen didn't enjoy herself last night, did she?
No, she didn't. She went home early.
Jim doesn't speak two languages, does he?
No, he doesn't. But he wants to learn a new one. Now, let's practice some different structural patterns. Repeat everything.
It's necessary. It's necessary to learn. It's necessary to learn English. It's necessary to learn English well. It's necessary to learn English well enough to use it.
It's expensive. It's very expensive. It's too expensive for me. It's too expensive for me to buy.
It's cheap. It's cheap enough for me. It's cheap to travel by bus. It's cheap for me to travel by bus.
It's important. It's important to pronounce well. It's important to pronounce English well. It's important for you to pronounce English well. Here are some questions and answers. Repeat them when you hear them.
What are you doing?
I'm writing a letter.
Who are you writing it to?
I'm writing to my family.
How long does it take to get there?
It takes 3 days by air.
What are you telling your family?
I'm telling them about my trip.
Did you have an interesting trip?
Yes, we had a good trip over the ocean.
How long will you be here?
I'll be here 3 months. This is the end of tape 1309B.